skin of the apple, killing the mouth on the opposite side. It should gross me out, but if it did, what else would I eat in this hellscape? Everything here has a face, even if the ghosts that haunt it don't have eyes. The girl parts her lips to scream, and Marlowe moves his hand from her arm to her mouth. He shakes his head vigorously before stepping back and lifting a single finger over his masked lips. Shh! I can hear the unspoken sound in the woods all around us, like the cry of a lost spirit, or something dying. Fat-bodied moths drift past, glowing and spreading glitter through the dark. I stand up straight, turning to face the pair of them, confident that I'm cloaked completely in shadow. Something scurries past my foot, but I ignore it. If some witchwoods monstrosity comes at me now, I'm ruining its life. I will not be eaten on a night like this. Lo releases the girl and starts digging in the bag at his hip. He pulls out a small chalkboard and a piece of chalk, scribbling out a question. The girl reads it and accepts the board when he hands it to her. She writes something. He reads it. Forest spirits are dancing on a branch nearby, crying their pain to the wind. The girl. The girl. They'll take her for themselves. I ignore them, and so does Marlowe. He's tucking his board into his bag and looking up at the Northwoods girl. His dark eyes are impossible to read, but his shadow is easy. Those wings are spread wide in agitation, and I watch with grim humor as it throws its head back in a howl of silent rage. Marlowe wants to live, but he isn't willing to go this far. His hat blooms with fresh flowers that promptly die, wilting off the cone and the brim and falling in desiccated clumps to the earth below. He's decided to let her go, hasn't he? Not that it matters. I'm in no rush. There's nobody back home to mourn me. Fucking around was fun, but it's left me with absolutely nothing. There isn't a soul on earth who cared that I went missing. I know that. It's why I've got my own set of rules for our next north. Heh. I would not have allowed Marlowe to bring this girl into our coven. I smile, yet it's icy. I want a wife. This child won't work. Lo grabs the girl's arm and takes off through the woods, guiding her in the direction of escape. Good. Just so long as she keeps her mouth shut. I toss the apple core to the ground. I never eat the side with the mouth, and head after them. I don't expect the six-eyed wolf. It steps in front of me, teeth bared in a snarl. Well, shit. Too close to shoot with my bow, I draw the air toward me, depriving the creature of oxygen. But it lunges before that move has any effect at all. Its massive body knocks me to the dirt, teeth buried in my face. I can feel the scrape of enamel on bone, can taste my own blood. I reach for the machete, but the wolf's body is heavy as fuck and big as a goddamn grizzly bear. The wind gusts hard, hitting the monster in the side and knocking it off me. We scramble to our feet at the same time, but I've got the wind at my back. It's too late. I pull my weapon, quick flick of the blade, and I catch the wolf in the neck. Blood spatters hot against my cool skin as the beast crashes to the ground in front of me and slides through the dirt to bump against my toes. A flurry of pine needles and clumps of wet moss hit the legs of my leather pants. I'm panting hard as I sweep my arm over my face, smearing liquid everywhere. It's in my eyes, in my throat. I'm choking on it. I hold the machete with my right hand and probe at my wound with two fingers on my left. Ugh, goddammit. There's skin flapping on my forehead and my lip is torn up. Can't feel much of anything with the adrenaline. My gaze turns back to the punctured darkness of the woods. As the wolf dies, its glow diminishes, lending extra shadows to the small clearing. Marlowe is long gone by now. Finding him will be a pain in the ass. We can meet back at the cottage. I hum and wait. This time he hums back, telling me without words that he'll be home soon. Can't wait to see Brooke's reaction to this shit. The pair of us letting a perfectly good north go. I turn and spit on the wolf's body, lifting the machete and twirling the bloodied tip in a tight circle. Once. Twice. Six times, because these woods seem to like the number. My shadow sweeps in, a sharp blotch against the creeping dark behind it. The clawed hands snatch the body up and begin to drag it, split tails swaying. Off we go.